السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما كثيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. Respected brothers in Islam, we are continuing in our classes and lessons on the makharij, or on the emission points of the letters. And we began the letters of the lips, which is the letter ba. And the lips has four letters that are pronounced from it. One letter is pronounced from the wet part of the lips, which is called bahri, the ocean letter, which is the fa. And the other three are pronounced from the outer part of the lips, or the dry part, which is called barri, the dry part, and that includes the ba, wow, and neem, inshallah. So today we're continuing on talking about the letter ba, inshallah ta'ala. One of the rules regarding pronouncing the letter ba is when we have the noon sakin, or the tanween, coming directly before the letter ba. For example, in the word yan baghi, or for example the word min baad. What happens to the noon sakin when we have it followed by the letter ba? Is anybody familiar with this rule? For example, min ba'd. Do we pronounce it min ba'd? Yes, it becomes meem. The noon, it changes into a meem. The noon sakin, or the tanween, becomes a meem. So yan baghi becomes yam baghi. And min ba'd becomes min ba'd. And this rule here, it's called the iqlab. Iqlab means changing or turning over, from the Arabic word qalb. Qalb is the thing that changes a person's heart, changes. And so the iqlab is changing the noon to the meem, and then the meem is followed by the letter ba. So when we read min ba'd, we pronounce it min ba'd. The reason why we pronounce it min ba'd and not just min ba'd is there's another rule. After you do iqlab, then you have the meem followed by the letter ba, and this is a rule that we studied before, right? Yesterday. We studied the rule of the meem sakin, for those who are with us, followed by the letter ba, and what happens to the meem?
It's hidden
in the letter ba. This is called the hiding of the meem in the letter ba, ikhfa. And remember, we keep a little bit of space between the lips, like a seed. Or some scholars, they just put the lips very lightly together, and we elongated two harakas, two beats. So when we say min ba'd, it comes out min ba'd, like this. Tarmihi bihijara, right? This is sort of theme, two beats, and then there's the ikhfa, the hiding of the meem, in the letter ba, inshallah ta'ala. So this is the first, when a noon changes to a meem, it's called iqlab. And then when the meme is hidden in the bat, it's called ikhfa of the meme. They have a special term for it. They call it ikhfa shafawi, hiding in the lips, basically. Shafawi means the lips. So here, when we have whenever you have iqlab, you always have ikhfa shafawi, the hiding. So make sure to elongate it, two harakas, two beats with nasal sound, and the hiding of the bat, the hiding of the meme sound in the bat, inshallah. So this is a little bit one of the rules also on the letter ba. Don't forget to guard the thinness of the ba and its shidda, its strength, its quick pronunciation, without stopping with force, and also make sure to pronounce the ba with the qalqara, inshallah ta'ala. Is there any questions on that rule, on the iqlab? Inshallah. So that's one of the rules. You'll see in the Mus'haf, they draw, sometimes to help you, they'll draw a little meme above it. So the reason for that is not that there's a mistake or anything like that. Astaghfirullah, there's no mistakes in the Mus'haf. But they put the meme there just to help you to pronounce the Qur'an properly. And this rule of the Iqlab actually existed in the time of the Prophet ﷺ. And it's been communicated to us by the ulama, by the scholars until today. So this is one of the ways, this is the way the Prophet ﷺ recited the Qur'an. InshaAllah ta'ala. Would we like to, anybody like to recite a short surah? Can you think of a surah that you would like to recite today? Go over it together. How about Surah Quraysh? Is that good? Everybody knows Surah Quraysh? Okay, inshallah. Does that sound okay? We'll each recite it, inshallah. Okay, inshallah. You want to start us off? Does that sound?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
شد عن اللام شد عن الراء. أعوذ بالله two lambs من الشيطان شد عن الشين شيطان الرجيم شيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Very good.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
That's much better.
لإلاف قريش إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف.
رحلة حاء. There's more air in the حاء, in the مخرج of the حاء. رحلة الشتاء والصيف.
إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف. فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت.
فليعبدوا
رب هذا البيت.
Okay, good. Are we allowed to elongate it at the end of the ayah? رب هذا البيت. Like that? Is that allowed?
No.
Actually, here there's a special type of elongation. This is called mad lean. Mad lean, whenever you have the ya preceded by an alif, like bait, Quraysh. The whole surah, actually, this whole surah, every ayah, it ends with a ya, followed with an alif before it. Khawf, or also you can have a wow with an alif before it. This is called madmeen, so you can make it up to six beats. It could be 2, 4, or 6, but if you choose one, like six, then you should do it in every ayah.
فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. الذي أطعمهم من
قنقنة in the thickness of the pot. أطعمهم
الذي أطعمهم من جوع.
Okay. شد عن مين؟ أطعمهم من جوع.
الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف.
Good. شد عن مين again. وآمنهم من خوف.
وآمنهم من خوف.
Very good, mashallah. Very good, my little boy. Okay. That's like to read,
inshallah.
Okay, kasra on the lam. لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْش.
لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْش.
Make the kasra sharp. لِإِلَافِ.
لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْش.
Good. إلافهم
رحلة الشتاء والصيف.
Okay, there's five beats, four or five beats on شتاء. This is called mud واجب متصل. شتاء. Whenever you have an alif with a hamza in the same word, like سماء, شتاء, has to be at least four beats.
رحلة الشتاء والصيف.
صاد والصيف.
والصيف. فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع.
The meme has a shadda. أطعمهم من جوع.
الذي أطعمهم من جوع.
There's a hiding of the noon and the jeen. من جوع.
الذي أطعمهم من جوع.
Good.
وآمنهم من خوف.
Okay. And Hamza is then وآمنهم.
وآمنهم من خوف.
جزاكم الله خير. الله يرحمه. تمام. Would you like to recite this class?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
كسر عن النون. شيطان الرجيم.
شيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
A little bit more air in the heart. رحيم.
رحيم. لإلاف قريش. إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف.
Okay, a little bit more air in the ha. You know there's ha. I know in Urdu ha and ha is the same, right? Rahman. رحلة الشتاء. Not شتاء. شتاء والصيف.
رحلة الشتاء.
شتاء.
شتاء والصيف.
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 Very good.
فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ.
Okay, the ba' is just a fatha. رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ.
رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ.
الَّذِي.
الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُم مِّن جُوعٍ وَآ.
أَطَعَ. قَلْقَلَ عَنِ الطَّاءِ. أَطْعَمَهُم.
الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُم مِّن جُوعٍ وآمنهم من خوف.
Very good. ما شاء الله. جزاكم الله خير. من الرواج بقى. شكرا شكرا.
لإلاف قريش.
لراء السيف قريش.
لإلاف قريش لإلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف.
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 You know the difference between safe and saif?
Saif is
the sword. That's right, yes. And saif is summertime. So Allah is saying that the Quraysh, in the summertime, they used to go to Sham, to Syria, and in the winter, they used to go to Yemen. So he's swearing by how the Allah gave the Quraysh, they used to be able to make these journeys, and nobody would harm them. Because they had such honor, these were the caretakers of the Kaaba. So the people would say, we cannot harm them, they're noble people. So Allah is saying, telling the Quraysh, Allah is giving you these safe journeys in the summer and the winter, so therefore you should thank Allah by worshiping Him and not the idols. So if you say, by the journeys of the Shita, the winter, and the sword, it will change the meaning, right? The winter and the summer, Saif.
رحلة الشتاء والصيف. فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت.
Okay, try to make the muffins of the van from the tip of the tongue and the bottom of the top front incisor teeth. If you put the tongue out a little bit. Ha, then.
فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت.
Yes.
تعمى. الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف.
الشدة of the همزة. وآمنهم.
وآمنهم من خوف.
Very good. جزاك الله خيرا.
لإلاف قريش إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف.
Okay, make the ta thin. شتاء.
شتاء والصيف.
شد عن الصاد. والصيف.
والصيف. فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت. الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف.
رقق الحمزة وآمنهم.
وآمنهم من خوف.
Very good. ما شاء الله. Okay. 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 So.
لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف.
Okay. Here, إيلافهم رح. The ha has a little bit more air in its makhraj. رحلة الشتاء. Ta is thin. شتاء والصيف.
رحلة الشتاء والصيف.
Very good.
فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف.
Okay, that's the إظهار of the noon. من خوف.
وآمنهم من خوف.
Very good. MashaAllah. Reward you. Okay, side. Okay, no problem. Do you have any questions on Surah Quraysh pronunciation? Inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. May Allah bless you with the Quran and Aween. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi sallam. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.